This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is with us on the two segments. We got the head of Gab, Fried and Chuck. I want to start the next segment. I got to say, Breitbart's been getting it, too. We appreciate Breitbart being pro-freedom of speech and not wanting to slit their own throats. Zero transparency, six questions that tech giants refuse to answer about the InfoWars ban. But, look, here's the deal. A lot of people are sociopaths, and they're all about themselves. So they think, why are you making the sacrifice? How are you doing? I mean, I'm worried about the country. I'm doing great. I've been trying to get them to, you know, come out in the open and admit their plans. And now we got the Democrats saying they want to censor all conservatives. They want draconian control. This is outrageous. But Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, Trump's done great about saying mainstream media is the enemy of the people. They're globalists. They're working for foreign powers. But the fact that he's gotten your report, I know. I was talking to some folks at the campaign this morning, and it's China's openly setting up, you know, censorship systems with Google. Apple's moved there. Dianne Feinstein's been caught being a Chi-Com agent. This is the big issue. They're moving against it. Trump needs to act now. Instead, they've had hearings where the Republicans literally act like they've got 70 IQs.
Well, the problem right now is that the tech giants lobbied for a law known as the CDA, the Communications Decency Act, specifically Section 230, many, many years ago. And that law protected them from, you know, any kind of liability related to free speech. And there's some aspects of that law that are good, but it also allows them to engage in discriminatory censorship against people for political reasons.
Yeah, we need amendments to that law right now, an Internet Bill of Rights.
Exactly. This has to be legislatively attacked or attacked from a regulatory point of view. You know, I've mentioned RICO Act violations.
Well, how about the Protect the 2018 Right to Free Speech Emergency Act, saying stop censoring conservative voices?
Exactly. Or the Federal Trade Commission could go after Facebook right now for monopoly behavior, or the FEC for election fraud or attempts to steal the upcoming midterm elections. There are a number of regulatory agencies that could take action right now if they wanted to. Now, Trump issued an executive order to protect, say, something like an Internet Bill of Rights for the people. Sadly, a lot of lower court judges, they believe they have judicial power to override the president, even though constitutionally they don't, but they try to assert that, and so far they've been successful in doing that. And ultimately, by the way, Alex, strategically, this comes down to getting Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court so that whatever actions escalate to the high court are heard by Kavanaugh and, you know, others, Gorsuch and others, so that we have a chance to reassert the First Amendment across not just, you know, sidewalks and public speech, but online speech. That's where this has to go, Alex. And I think now, because of you and what's happened to you, it's a wake-up call to everyone. I think there's a rush now for people to say, wait a second, if they can ban Alex Jones, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say they don't agree with you on everything, but if they can ban Alex Jones, they could ban us or him or her or anyone. And that's
well,
the
sure.
Truth.
What
that's
they mean is
situation.
I don't agree with the straw man that mainstream media put out. I mean, CNN was doing stuff with me that were like 2-second clips edited together last night.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the portrayal of you in the media is utterly false and completely distorted. So people don't even really know what you stand for. I put out a tweet today that said, hey, reminding everybody, Alex Jones is pro-organic food. He's against pesticides. He's against herbicides. He's against the toxic GMOs. Alex Jones is in favor of homeschooling, preparedness, home gardening, all these issues that people on the left claim to care about, and no one's ever heard that about you. So I'm just trying to remind people what you actually stand for.
Well, I appreciate you defending me, but I mean, look, I've tried to defend other people that have been under attack, and there wasn't that much interest. I guess they were smaller. Now, this is really big. I mean, I think they have really gone too far here, but at the same time, I think they know they've gone too far. They're planning something really, really big, Mike, and I think it's about to happen.
Yeah, clearly something very, very soon. I agree. I've warned about it. You've warned about it. And by the way, you and I both warned about the censorship coming, and that's why we built alternative platforms and took measures. We saw this.
Absolutely, but who knew we'd be right in the middle of it. Do another segment with us on how we counter this and what President Trump needs to do. And listen, Trump's great, folks, but on a lot of issues, but this is the big issue, as big as the border. This is absolutely paramount. This is how they plan to shut him up and stop this pro-America agenda. We've got to defeat it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I think they are watching me. Having a little bit of fun with it. Look at the New York Times. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of news articles an hour coming out. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It's unbelievable. And all the articles are written the same. They put the script out. They go, we're battling this evil, horrible person. No one buys white supremacy anymore, so they say bully, this and that. And then they go from there. And they say, but the problem is there's thousands of other sites and people we've got to ban. And Fox News is bad. And it's all bad. Ban it, ban it, ban it. Who would put up with this? And then you've got the calls by Democrat senators and leaked memos where they want to ban even Fox News. And I'm telling you, folks, the Democrats early on appointed a bunch of people, these special committees that Obama signed executive orders for, to federalize elections and say that everything was Russian fraud and then overturn the 2016 election at some point, then have a new federalization of elections where you'll never have a real two-party system again. And we've got Andrew Torba of Gab.ai that Google and others have tried to shut down a truly open and free independent social media system. He's joining us. And Mike Adams is riding shotgun. I wanted to finish up with you, Mike. I mean, this is crazy. They now admit they want to censor even Fox News. They want to take over because they know the planet's realigned against collectivism and globalism and leftist garbage. You got Real.Video and yourself doing your own platform. But now they're saying, hey, we're going to go after the bandwidth, the servers, the hubs, the DNS, the credit cards, everything. I mean, it's here. This is the assault on free speech by the big tech firms and the deep state. Trump's only in control of a small percentage of the government now. And I just think he has to move against this organized rebellion, this mutiny that we see. I think this is a desperation act by big tech and the Democrats. But if we don't rise to the occasion, they could win. Mike, what do you think?
Right. Even this morning, my staff at Real.Video received an email that claimed to be from the police of the city of Berkeley. And this email said that we have to take down all Alex Jones videos because of violations of the DMCA.
See, it's all out of Berkeley. That's the real capital.
That's right. Now, they didn't cite any video, nothing. So, of course, we had a good laugh about that email, and it could have been a hoax. I don't know. But
that's just what they're doing to everybody. It's a big intimidation operation.
Exactly. And you know, look, Real.Video now has a couple hundred InfoWars videos, and there are more uploaded every hour. They're not going to be able to voluntarily take those down because...
And by the way, just interrupt, we've got 1,000. Of our highest viewed videos that we're now going to upload there, of the 35,000 they blew away.
We're ready to handle it. But the thing is, as you mentioned, if our bandwidth provider bans us, if the components that we use off-the-shelf different components, we rely on different components to do the server hosting and the video streaming, many other companies involved in those components, if they you know, choose to try to violate their terms of service and cut us off, you know, we'll have to seek alternatives. It's an all-out war. It's a financial war. It's an infrastructure war. It's a communications war to say you don't even have the right to speak. And we're supposed to have the same protections that YouTube has, but of course it will be selectively, it will be targeted because we're hosting InfoWars videos now, you see. So it's a double standard. You know, you don't have free speech, but the New York Times can hire a bigoted, racist, you know, anti-white person, and they say, well, that's not racism, that's not hate. But somehow when you say that babies are born as either a boy or a girl, and not something in between, then, oh, all of a sudden you're attacking transgenders. You know, that's hate speech. But when a New York Times staffer says, kill white people, somehow that's not hate speech. So it's gone off the rails, Alex. It's completely insane. And there are wars against you that I can't even mention. Crap behind the scenes, stuff going on. I mean, I've had conversations with you off the air that I won't repeat here of stuff that they tried to get me to do, you know, against you years ago, and I refuse, and that's when Google banned my website. So there's stuff, the war against you is so coordinated, it is so criminal, it's so fraudulent, and that's why I'm here standing up for your right to speak as well as everybody else's.
Look at the latest New York Times article, A Better Way to Ban Alex Jones. Boy, they've gone right to it. And, of course, how did the Deep South try to shut down the New York Times? They did it with lawsuits. We had New York Times versus Sullivan. The New York Times is now owned by a Mexican kingpin with Chinese connections, is trying to overthrow the First Amendment. What a sickening situation for the gray lady.
And where this goes, by the way, I was watching a video of Stefan Molyneux just this morning. And where this goes, as he said, is you can't even have a conversation now with people on the left. There's no rationality.
Oh, yeah, that's the news. Oh, they're saying deplatform anyone interviewing me. Now Google's talking about, we just may not let Alex Jones on, period. Like this right. Is true beyond even a science fiction book.
Yeah, it's dystopian, but it's also going to lead to probably violence by the left. I mean, look at the violence that happened in the three cities over the weekend, and yet nobody in the mainstream media reported any of the left-wing Antifa violence. They pretended that it didn't happen. It's incredible. I mean, we're living in almost like an alternate reality.
It is. Stay there. We'll get a final comment from you in a moment. Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com. Andrew Torba joining us now and through the next segment. Andrew heads up Gab.ai. He's had them trying to shut him down. You know, they're not just their own, quote, companies that operate as utilities. They then have double standards. They've been trying to shut you down. What would you call, Andrew, this point in time in history we've now reached?
Alex, it's a really scary point in time in history, and I think Matt Drudge a few years ago with that classic interview with you nailed it. We need to stop playing on the left's playgrounds, because this is what's going to happen. They're going to unperson us. We need to start building, like myself and like Mike are doing and like you're doing with InfoWars and have been for years. We need to build our own platforms. The problem is that when we do that, as Mike mentioned, we rely on third-party payment processors. We rely on third-party hosts. And if any of those wheels in the machine decide to pull out the rug from under us, what are we going to do? We have to build our own. Are we going to have to rebuild the internet from the ground up here just to be able to speak our minds? It's insanity.
One thing's for sure, they're making their move now, aren't they?
Absolutely. They, and you are just the start. You know, we've been talking about this for over 2 years now. We've been building Gab as a alternative for people to come and speak freely. We've said everybody's welcome. They tried to malign us and call us a Nazi social network. Both Apple and Google have not allowed us to participate in their app stores, and they have a duopoly. There is no free market when it comes to mobile app hardware, mobile app distribution. Apple and Google are 98% of the market share, so that is not a free market when they can not only decide who wins and loses, but also who can play the game. It's really disgusting, and we need to keep building. We need to keep fighting back and stop playing on their playgrounds.
You're absolutely right. I've got a new sickening article by Elizabeth Williamson, who's here, says she's doing a profile of me, working with this other Pulitzer Prize winner. That's like giving peace prizes to Barack Obama that launched all the wars. So like it'd be like giving, you know, like, it'd be like being proud of a Iron Cross Hitler gave you. But then she goes into how I just want money. I'm telling listeners, oh, buy products, support me. Well, you only had 20 suits against me that Soros is funding. You're only trying to completely and absolutely shut me down. And you've only got all this going on, and we're trying to build our own infrastructure. So how dare us not be financed by Carlos Slim, the big kingpin? We're going to come back to you in just a moment, Andrew Torben, get your take on this. But in closing, Mike Adams, it's just sick how these people operate. Sorry, I'm not Carlos Slim that got $5 billion in Obama money to run the Obama phone program and rip off taxpayers and then launder the money back in the New York Times, a globalist intelligence op. Sorry, I'm not a criminal.
Well, again, look at what funds the left-wing media. For the most part, is Big Pharma, which poisons our children with mind-altering psychotropic drugs, for example, antidepressants that have been implicated in many mass shootings, mass drugging, statin drugs, all these drugs. That is part of what's destroying the sanity of our society, by the way. And what are you offering? Oh, health-enhancing products that have nutrition and prevention that help people heal and live healthier, happier lives. Oh, my God, how evil is that?
Well, I'm betting on humanity, and I'm betting on free speech. And all the Chi-Coms and all the globalists and all the EUs and all the Hollywoods and all the New York Times can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Stay with us. Andrew Torba straight ahead. Thanks, Mike Adams.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you. Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So they're not just censoring me off these big platforms. They're trying to go after every facet of what we do, from our email servers to programs we use for social networks. I mean, they're digging in to stuff that's not even public. Running intelligence ops, sending emails out to just every business there is, saying, we know you've got Jones, we're going to boycott you, and hoping some are actually doing business. So they go, look and go, the Nazis knocked on the door and said, we better not be helping the Jews next door. And you read this bizarre quote the New York Times is trumpeting in all these articles against me by this ridiculous senator, Chris Anti-America Murphy. Says, InfoWars is the tip of a giant iceberg of hate and lies. They use sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. That's all they do. These companies must do more than just take down one website. Their survival of our democracy depends on it, said Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut and a strident critic of InfoWars. That idiot doesn't even know how the web works, calls it a website. So it's a multimedia platform. It's like CNN reaching people, and CNN's at the forefront, always tattling, going, Instagram's still got it, Twitter does, but don't worry, Pinterest and MailChimp, they took them down. I mean, it's so criminal, it's so anti-American, but the left, how did the left get turned into such a monolithic group of anti-free speech monsters?
Well, Alex, I don't know where the turning point came for the left, where they turned into monsters, but they used to be pro-free speech, and now all of a sudden we see these double standards and this hypocrisy. One of our users, Meme America, spent all weekend surfacing anti-white hate speech on Twitter by verified accounts, including journalists from BuzzFeed and CNN and all these other outlets that preach about hate speech.
But oh, yeah, that's the culture. It's not just that lady at the New York Times saying whites are subhuman. This is the culture.
Exactly. It's hundreds and hundreds of verified accounts that we surfaced over the weekend and took screenshots and archived all of them. And this is okay. No one is talking about this. This is totally allowed. As long as you're saying something about whites or about Christians or about Trump supporters or about conservatives or about Alex Jones, you're allowed to be hateful. You're allowed to call for death threats. You're allowed to say these things. But this is a culture that they've created, and it's a double standard, and it must be exposed, and we must fight back.
By the way, you were a pretty good tech guy, a mid-level out there, and knew some of the highest-level folks in Silicon Valley when you got disgusted. I've heard you tell your story. And WikiLeaks calls San Francisco and the whole area the imperial cultural elite, or the cultural imperial elite. And it really is their own weird psycho bubble, and they really think they're going to dominate all of us. I mean, these are like supervillain characters.
Absolutely. They're morally superior. They think they're intellectually superior. They think they know what is right for society and the direction that society should be in. They want to tell you how to think. They want to tell you how to vote. They want to tell you what you can and cannot talk about, what is real news and what isn't. They want total control. And that's what we're seeing now with the internet, is they're, as Matt Drudge said so articulately a couple of years ago, they are recreating the internet in their image. The internet by design routes around censorship, and that's why we're going to continue building, and hopefully others will rise up and continue to build alternatives so that we can escape the chains of Silicon Valley ideological echo chambers.
You just said it. I remember that quote from Drudge. It's true. They're recreating the web in their own image, meaning us in their own image, and just the hate, the disdain. But what about their scruffy, dumbed-down college professor or college student antifa type that looked like, you know, glow-in-the-dark meth heads? when they saw that we had, you know, a third or more of the people weren't white at the pro-liberty rallies in San Francisco and areas, they flipped out. It was like they were really having some problems.
Yeah, it destroys their narrative. I mean, just like Gab this week alone had 10,000 Kenyans join the site because they were being censored. An influential blogger in Kenya got banned from Twitter. That completely destroys their narrative that Gab is this alt-right, white supremacist, Nazi website. Which,
yeah, let's be clear. It's white supremacists can buy an ad in the newspaper. Just because you let new Black Panthers or white supremacists be on there, that's because it's free speech. Come in Kenyans, come in Muslims, come in Christians. Let's have a real debate here.
Absolutely. We welcome everybody, and we always have. We have 500,000 users from around the world. I can promise you that not all of them are white, not all of them are Christian, and that's fine. That's a good thing. We want healthy debate. We want healthy discourse, because right now we're stuck in these ideological echo chambers where we have narratives forced down our throats with these algorithms, and you said it best. You know, it's psychological manipulation. They are forming this false perception, this alternate reality of what news is and what important information is, and these algorithms have bias. They are designed and written by human beings in San Francisco who have far left leanings. It's a fact.
And you've been saying that a long time, but notice WikiLeaks said that. They said this is San Francisco, a tiny clique, trying to rule all of our minds. And the fact that you can't even say, I think it's wrong that a drag queen is in videos doing striptease dances for three-year-olds. They call that bullying a drag queen, and I'm banned. I mean, you lived out there. What's up with the drag queen thing? Because I'm not even against any of these people. I don't care if it's a regular topless dancer or a drag queen. There shouldn't be three-year-olds putting money in their G-string. What the hell planet is this?
Well, I mean, it's no surprise that they donated to the Hillary Clinton campaign 60 times more than the Trump campaign. I think 98% of campaign contributions went to Hillary Clinton. You know, you're even having prominent conservatives, prominent libertarians that are tech investors that are maybe even contrarian. They're not even necessarily right wing. Maybe they're libertarians, and they're up and leaving because they cannot stand the ideological echo chamber. It's madness, but it's just how.
So what are they going to do as the hashtag walkaway accelerates, as the numbers of minority supporting Trump in major polls doubles, even in Cook polls? I guess they're going to try to clamp down and then sell the clamp down on a straw man of me they built. I don't think it's working. Be honest with me, Andrew Torba. You're a smart guy, an engineer, have, you know, your big social media site. Do you think they're winning right now? But because I don't want to be too positive, though. This is going to be rough for us, but I mean, I don't see this going well.
If they were winning, they wouldn't have needed to unperson you from the internet. That shows just how powerful we, the people, are. And this movement is global. I think we forget it's not only happening in America. It's happening in the UK. It's happening across Europe. You know, there are people that are rising up and speaking truth to power, and they're going to continue to do so. And they're going to continue to take their country back, their culture back. And these elites are not going to stop it. So I think by nature of them banning you from effectively the entire internet, except for Gab and maybe one or two other sites at this point, it shows that we're actually winning, because if they were winning, they wouldn't need to do something like that.
Well, they admit it's panicum that minorities are joining the liberty movement and realizing they're lying. And all the minorities we talk to say they go check the lies, and the lies are so big, they're like, well, I'm not going to be part of this group. They don't like constantly hearing about racism and being, you know, like Candace Owens, he had the liberals like doxing her and like pretending they were right wingers after her to then scare her into their arms. I mean, they're literally psychologically hunting these people.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, anytime any one of them steps out of their filter bubble and says, hey, yeah, I support Trump, or hey, I'm a conservative, or steps out of line, that's when they get attacked and they get all these death threats and the racism from the left. It's really insanity. And hopefully a lot of people are waking up from it.
Do a few more minutes with us. I want to talk about the Kenyans joining you globally as censorship increases in Africa and in Brazil, in France. I mean, everywhere this is happening, where the political parties and the politicians are losing, so they crack down on speech. And that's how something like Gab can go from being big to ginormous overnight, which is what we need. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
You are the one they call president?
I am.
Kneel before Sarge. president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly. I'm the man they're protecting. I'm the president.
Roger Stone's joining us, the big exclusives here in just a few minutes. We're finishing up with Andrew Torba, the computer programmer and engineer that founded Gab.ai after he saw all the incredible censorship going on. And that's why I always have all these other great people on. I feel good having GrudgeReport.com out there. I feel good having Gab.ai. I feel good having the Daily Caller, and Tucker Carlson is on vacation this week, or, you know, he'd be commenting on all this. I feel good having Mike Savage out there. I'm going to be on his show today. They have lied and twisted what I've said. Never let me clarify. They called for me to be censored, and now they're accelerating it to going after our infrastructure. And here is the New York Times. They have a neocon, David French, writing this for the National Review. For the New York Times, a better way to ban Alex Jones, sue him, and then have an objective term saying he's a slanderer, and then ban all his speech previous, after that. And that's their whole track with all of this. And then here's the next one. Oh, New York Times, Elizabeth Williamson. Alex Jones demands his InfoWars followers rise up and buy more merchandise. Yeah, I'd probably plug a minute and a half an hour, the average talk show, every 10 minutes. And the fact that I'm saying, hey, support us, buy products, help us stand against these people, that's what they don't want. They want me out of business. They're everywhere saying, ban me, ban me, ban me, shut me down. And I'm just like, hey, we got T-shirts, we got water filtration, we got non-GMO heirloom seeds, we got great supplements. We're supporting freedom. We're promoting free market. We're defending your Second Amendment. And they know our talking points get out there. And we're not dumb like Congress. We know they're shadow banning all these people. We're trying to rally folks to wake up. And they're like, he knows China's funding this. He knows we're censoring. If this keeps happening, we're not going to be here anymore. Shut him up! Thinking you're so stupid, they can go, well, I don't like Alex Jones, again, because of the straw man. I've had a bunch of liberal law firms go over everything we said, and they said, wow, we apologize. You really didn't say all the stuff you said. In fact, we think we have cases against them, and we do. I'm talking about Megyn Kelly and others. I mean, media, you know, what happened, Andrew? And I want to ask you a question about what Trump should do, and we'll let you go, and I'll get Stone on here. What happened where, I asked this earlier, but they've just gone from lying to being like terrorist disruptor intelligence operations for the big banks and Soros. And then the average conservative is like, oh, the liberals always censor us and are mean to us. No, this is next level. This is illegal. And finally, Matt Gaetz, after being a buffoon in the hearing, goes, oh, my God, this is donations in kind. I filed with the Federal Election Commission. They're blocking me and letting everybody else post. Yeah. Yeah. It isn't a private company argument. They say it's open. You don't violate their rules. I have the screenshots of YouTube where it says we were all in good standing when they banned us. That's what they can't stand. So they just say nebulous stuff. Islamophobia, transphobia, and bullying children. Because I said, look at these drag queens shaking their butts in little kids' faces. What frickin' planet is this? I mean, this is crazy. So what should we do about Trump, and where does this end?
Well, Alex, I think we had a good start with Trump when he addressed the shadow banning issue on Twitter. I believe it was a week and a half ago or so. But the FEC needs to act. This is direct election interference. At first, Big Tech tried to lie about it and tried to cover this stuff up, tried to say that it was a conspiracy theory, no shadow banning was happening. Now they have the sophist media that is lying and distorting and creating a false premise and saying, well, shadow banning is actually defined as only you can see your content and no one else on the site can see it, and that's it. But, well, there's also lower forms of that, like the quality filter shadow ban, where if it's applied to your account, and of course it's applied to only conservatives, only Trump supporters, only influencers in those networks on the right, well, basically you're not showing up in search results, you're not showing up in other feeds, in different hashtags. This is direct election interference. When you have Republican candidates that are being shadow banned, and they're Democratic opponents have free rein to get their message out on the site, that's a problem. So Congress needs to act. President Trump needs to act. The FEC needs to act. And we simultaneously also need to be building alternatives like Gab and like others so that we don't play on their playgrounds anymore.
All right, brother. I totally agree. And I love Trump. He's right saying mainstream media is the enemy of the people. They admit they are. They want to get rid of free speech. They want to bankrupt the economy for control. But Trump needs to move. We need real hearings right now. We need emergency hearings. This needs to happen right now. This is incredible. This is absolute economic sabotage, economic warfare. It's siege. God bless you. Thank you so much. Gab.ai and @Gab on Twitter for now.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. Thank you. We're going to go to break. Come back with Roger Stone. Let me just throw this out here again because the New York Times says, do not buy his products. I mean, it's just, you know, he's this terrible person. And, you know, he says he's this gladiator and he needs to be fed if he can fight. They cannot stand it. They do not know what to do. They're all owned by horrid, corrupt kingpins like Carlos Slim. And their religion, like baby birds born and trained to imprint on hate of America, is to destroy America, destroy Christians, and led by weirdo white racists, the New York Times, and Asian racists, you name it, they are taught that whites are inherently evil, the most bizarre, whacked out, Hitlerian crap. It's the same as Hitler, it's not just saying whites. I guess he was saying Jews who are white or you know, were the bad guys. It's just crazy town. They're authoritarians. It's easy. They're betting on you being dumb. They think they're going to win. So the number one thing is spread the article, spread the video, spread the links at Infowars.com/show. Sign up for the free newsletter, which we can't send out today because MailChimp banned us. It's all economic warfare. But let them know you're going to send a signal and send us a signal that we should continue on expanding. Because if they start contracting us, they're going to really pound us. That's their plan. As a beta test, that they can take us down, they can take anybody down. This is real racketeering, real organized crime, real bullying. Because we're an open society, so foreign money can come in, Chinese money can come in, globalist money. They got away with a lot of stuff, and now they're like, whoa, Americans are getting away from us. They're like, well, break their arms. And make an example out of Alex Jones so other media backs off. Well, the Daily Caller and Breitbart and Drudge and WorldNet Daily and everybody just unified and all these other talk show hosts behind us, including a lot of liberals that are real liberals. So I don't think your intimidation of Matt Drudge and Michael Savage worked too well, dirtbags. I had Michael Savage on 3 years ago when he had a book coming out. He's been a number one New York Times bestseller. And it was about Chinese infiltration of the U.S. The book would not be put on shelves by publishers. By the companies, by Barnes & Noble. That was a failure. They mean business. Business. Me, I'm not rolling over this crap. That's not who I am. Most other men are like, let's just sell out. It'll be better for us. We'll have a bigger car. You'll have nothing, idiot. You got all this liberty because we had some people before us that would fight to be free. Or at least try. But take action. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of big specials. 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. And that way you can support us each month. Cancel any time. Just do it. Just get in there. They hate it. Double down on us. You fund our war bonds. You got a commitment. We'll turbocharge even.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Well, quarterbacked by CNN and Media Matters, George Soros, the massive purge, not just off of these big social networks, but off of every form of business site you can imagine has begun. The Chinese social score, as they call it, or the mark of the beast, is being implemented on Alex Jones first in America. I'm not happy it's happening, but I'm honored. They're attempting to send me into the Phantom Zone by depersoning me. But humanity is awakening and rallying against the corrupt establishment that now, 2 minutes to midnight, realizes Beowulf, a new challenger, faces Grendel and will not be so easy as others. They see us as villains to be shipped to the Phantom Zone.
Have been caught in a further act of seditious treason. General Zod, your only feeling was contempt for our society. Your only desire was to command. Ursa, the only feeling you showed was for your vicious general. Your only wish to rule with his side. Don, you are as without thought as you are without voice. This council has no hesitation in proclaiming you all
guilty. 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 Guilty.
You spoke out against the Jibs and sexual mutilation. You spoke out for America and freedom. Now you pay. The New York Times says so. Even as it prepares to implode, because once their job is finished, There'll be no need for them anymore. Prepare yourself for the Phantom Zone stage. How dare you try to make America great again? Anyways, Roger Stone joins us. You know, Roger, I can make jokes about it, but if the Republicans don't get fully behind going after these people, not just standing up for me, they're screwed. This was the test cases I told you 3 weeks ago. I said, you watch. Those Republicans not knowing how to find their ass with both hands in that Judiciary Committee with those lying tech heads in front of them just green-lighted gang raping. And they shadow banned them all the next day, members of Congress. These people think we're idiots. They're on the Chi-Com payroll. But Matt Drudge gets it. All the Dianne Feinstein's coming out. The key is exposing their Chi-Com operatives. We have them. We have them. But if we don't go on the offense, they're going to win, Roger Stone.
Well, first of all, Alex, I'm kind of reminded of what was once G. Gordon Liddy's favorite saying from the German philosopher Nietzsche, who said, "That which does not kill me makes me stronger." What's amazing to me is the surge in the number of people going to the Infowars.com site to watch us live stream it. The number of people now signing up for your podcast, the War Room podcast, the Real News podcast, the number of people now, the bump in the ratings, like cloud TV, more people watching us, more people listening to us.
I'm going to tell you, we were number four. We're number three now on iTunes Store, ahead of CNN, about to beat Reddit, but here's the problem. They'll just ban us there. We're being banned because we're number one, Roger.
There's no question. I think people need to understand how sweeping this is. This is YouTube. This is Periscope. This is Apple. This is iTunes. This is Facebook. This is Spotify. I mean, it's a purge. It's a mugging. And it's the test case, because there's no doubt in my mind that if they succeed in shutting InfoWars down, in strangling your First Amendment rights, my First Amendment rights at the War Room, which has suffered very badly from this, because many of our viewers enjoy us on YouTube, where we are now banned.
That's a good point, by the way. They banned other talk show hosts and other podcasts on our platform that had their own websites. They even banned site. Go ahead.
So the point here is that Tucker Carlson and Matt Drudge have been among those who have stood tall, but they will be next. So will Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Mike Savage, Rush Limbaugh, all these patriots, all of these supporters of freedom are next on the hit list, and they need to get wise to it, because the attack on you is only a beachhead. And we know that the government censorship board that was passed at the last minute by Obama as a part of the defense appropriations got their $43 million in their first chunk of change, and I suspect they are the ones driving this, which they, oddly enough, Obama gave them the authority to do.
Well, funny, and Trump needs to revoke that, but they think he's ignorant to it. You have Dem Senator, who he reportedly is on this secret board, demands more censorship of conservative sites, says Fox News, everyone, banned them, Chris Murphy. So, and then you've got the reason, Democrats circulating plan for government takeover of the Internet. I mean, it's here. This is outrageous authoritarianism. Good Lord.
Well, they have to. It's the only way they can try to level the playing field to beat us in 2018 or 2020. There's a surge of freedom in the country.
What does Trump need to do right now? Because the New York Times is salivating. The Washington Post is salivating. The BuzzFeed is like a cartoon character of the Nazis. I've read Nazi writings where they would talk about shutting down the press. This is like more creamy-eyed than the Nazis. These people have shown themselves to be just lawless, frothing mercenaries, desperate little cretins, almost paid nothing, just servile lapdogs of evil.
First of all, the president, I think, needs to understand the issue fully and all the implications thereof. That means he needs to get a briefing from the House Republicans, who, although there may have been some flaws in their early arguments, are the only ones out there talking about this who seem to understand it. Perhaps they learned a lesson in the mass shadow ban of over 100 members of Congress. It shows that it can be done to everybody and anybody.
This is a selective internet kill switch, a literal mark of the beast. This is the Chinese social score with the Chi-Coms involved. Google announcing they're moving to China, helping censor here. Apple officially. What do you make of the Chi-Coms threatening to take over Apple because it's now state-run and sabotaging, and if Trump doesn't submit? I mean, we're already at war, and the damn tech companies have decided against us.
Well, they've sold their passcodes, in essence, to the Chinese for huge dollars. They've sold out their country, where they live, and where they've been able to prosper, to a Chinese communist government who will now use our own data against us or withhold it from us. It's outrageous.
Well, we need the listeners to go completely ape, and we need to call for antitrust now. We need to call for emergency hearings for election meddling. This is the real election meddling, red-handed, the tech companies censoring en masse, saying they will deliver the election, you know, to the Democrats. This is unbelievable. They are attacking our elections using the whole Russia thing as a smokescreen, Roger.
Well, and this is the deep state's effort to silence InfoWars, silence you, silence me for the takedown of Trump and all of his associates, presumably his son, who is innocent of any crime, maybe even his son-in-law, yours truly. Alex, there's talk about them indicting you, which I find ridiculous, since you have committed no crimes.
But I forgot that. Not only are Mueller asking that, they had the New York Times ask me, how much do the Russians pay you? You know, how long have you worked for RT? And I said, I never worked for RT. I haven't been on in years. And she was like, oh, really? Well, we've got witnesses. I was like, oh, we've got you. Oh, really? You got some meth head or something? Or some heroin head to say you saw me, you know, in bed with Putin getting peed on or something? I mean, that is, I'm telling you, these people, do you think the New York Times really believed that when they said that to me?
I have no idea, but I will say this. You have to take what you actually said and either bastardize it or edit it or truncate it or twist it to put the words in your mouth that the mainstream media has attributed to you. It's an intellectual mugging the way they have to do this. But so they distort what you say, then they use that distortion as the basis for blocking you on social media, which you and I have both been predicting now for months. It is the night of the long knives. And if we are first, who's next?
And that's what I'm saying, though. The Democrats didn't even wait a few days on me. They're now announcing they want everyone deplatformed. This is insane. Why would Warner and Murphy and all of them declare they want us everybody shut down now? He says, I want hundreds of sites. I want Fox News. I want it all. I mean, that's crazy.
They're overplaying their hand badly, in my opinion. The president needs to understand all of the implications. While they may not be shadow banning him, although I wouldn't bet on that,
Dialed back on Twitter 90%.
They can certainly manipulate the algorithms, and they use 100 computer tricks. We shouldn't just say it's that. Shadow banning, and there are many other techniques that are used.
They are strangling him.
They don't want those things exposed in a courtroom. They are vulnerable on monopolistic and antitrust practices. They're vulnerable on contract law issues because when we went online and signed up, and particularly when we paid them for promoted advertisements, they entered into a contract with us.
And they endorsed what we were saying and even gave the recommendations of what to do. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and Paul Watson. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.